The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
In December of 2024, Isaac Andic, he's the man who created the Mango clothes brand, which is very familiar to us here in Ireland. He died at the age of 71. Isaac fell from a cliff and it was all deemed a tragic accident. Until now, Nick Pisa, senior reporter with the Daily Mail, and joins us now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Claire, to you and your listeners.
So extraordinary developments in this case of Isaac Andic. What has happened?
Yes, that's right. As you said there in introduction, this was officially thought to have been closed last year, the investigation. But secretly, the Spanish police continued with their work, with their investigations. They were a bit suspicious with the version of events that Jonathan Andic, that's the son of Isaac, as you said, had come up with. And then, yes, as you said, Tuesday, dramatic announcement that he had been arrested in connection with his father's death. We still not officially been charged, we should say. Murder, accident. Once again, it all seems to boil down to the same old thing in these cases. Tragically, it all perhaps potentially revolves around money.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because Mango is a huge company, and Isaac Andic was a very wealthy man.
Yes, that's right. We're sort of the company itself, a fashion company founded a good 25 years or so ago. And at the time of Mr. Isaac's death, it was said to be worth around about €4 billion, so quite a substantial amount of money involved there. And the company officially passed to Jonathan's himself and his siblings. He has two sisters, Judith and Sarah, last year. And they divided the money equally. But then Isaac's widow also got involved as well and said, well, hold on a minute. What about my share? Because she was given €4 million, which she said wasn't enough. And apparently in the end, they sorted out and gave her another €27 million. I mean, you can see here that the sums of money that we're talking about are absolutely vast and astronomical.
So let's go back then to what happened in 2024 Mr. Andic died. So he was out on a hike with his son, Jonathan.
That's right. Yeah. So this was middle of December 2024. Jonathan and his father Isaac out in an area near Barcelona in the Montserrat Mountains, a place called the Calabato Caves. Your listeners may be familiar with it. It's a beautiful mountain stretch, just about 45 minutes, an hour or so away from Barcelona. And they were up there hiking when this accident happened. As Jonathan claimed, he said that he called the police and the police arrived, and the body of his father was recovered. He'd fallen about 150 meters, 500 feet from a cliff in that natural park area of Barcelona. And as I say, he's told the police that the two were hiking together and he slipped. Investigations carried out, and then the case was initially closed in, I think it was early January 2025, and dismissed as an accident. But as I said, the police weren't happy. There were contradictions in the story, and they continued working in the background silently. And as I said earlier, led to Jonathan's arrest earlier this week on Tuesday. Quite a dramatic arrest. The TV cameras were there. He was paraded in front of photographers and camera crews, etc., with his hands in handcuffs to be led before a judge.
And has he said anything about this case since his arrest, or have his family said anything?
So he personally hasn't said anything. We should say that he obviously, his lawyers, through his lawyers, he denies everything, and his lawyers have said that this is just completely outrageous and that it's all overblown, and that Jonathan wouldn't have anything to do with his father's death. You know, he loved him greatly, etc., etc., sort of things you would expect a person to say. And he was given bail of €1 million and told to report. And I understand that he actually paid that sum within a few hours of being told that by the judge. So he is free, but he has to surrender his passport and he has to come back into the court once a week.
And the investigators who, as you say, have been working on this case secretly since the death, they say that they have spotted what they describe as contradictions in his story.
Yeah, that's right. There's quite a few contradictions. And again, it all boils down to a mobile phone. You know, if you want to do the crime, don't have a mobile phone. Basically, is what we're looking at here, because they are saying so. Initially, Jonathan says that he and his father were walking together. And then all of a sudden, he says he heard some rocks falling, and that he suddenly saw his father slip. But they're saying, well, hold on a minute, that doesn't tally up with the data, because he told police that his father had been taking pictures on the mobile phone that he had, but the phone, his father's phone, was found in the pocket of his body during the autopsy. And they're also saying that at that autopsy, the injuries aren't consistent with someone who would have fallen from that way. They're saying it's as if he sort of slid down feet first, and they're saying that this just doesn't tally up. And also, intriguingly, what they're saying is as well is that on 3 days prior to this accident, Mr. Isaac died, 3 days prior, on the 7th, 8th, and 10th of December, Jonathan was actually at that site. And they're saying that this shows evidence perhaps of pre-planning and premeditating a visit to try and scope out the site to see where allegedly he might be able to carry out some form of crime. And also, there's a couple of other points as well that they're saying don't tally. They're saying the footprint that they found there, where Jonathan says his father slipped, they're saying that also doesn't square as well. They're saying it's as if someone forced their foot into the ground, and they forced it several times to make that imprint, to give the impression that a fall had taken place. And then finally, the other contradiction that the judge highlighted in his report calling for Jonathan to be arrested was the fact that Jonathan claimed that the mobile phone he was using at the time was conveniently, I say in inverted commas, conveniently stolen in March of last year when he was on a business trip to Ecuador, which is about the time that the investigation restarted.
And the investigating magistrate also told in his report, he said that there was acrimony between Jonathan and his father, which he seems to suggest points to a motive. Acrimony when it came to the business.
That's right. They'd had a bit of a... There'd been tension between the two of them. Apparently, according to news reports in Spain, Jonathan had been texting his father and asking for an advance on what was due to him in his will. And also, there'd also been reports that Isaac wanted to set up some sort of charitable foundation as well with the money that he had in his personal fortune, say almost just over four billion euros. And this apparently allegedly riled Jonathan as well. And the police have managed to recover some text between the two men arguing about this as well. And we go back to what we said earlier at the beginning, Claire, again, money perhaps being the motive here for potentially what could turn out to be a murder investigation.
So does it go
or
to
a murder charge, I should say.
Yes, and it is just an arrest now and he's released on bail. Does it go to a trial, though? What happens next?
So basically, the police have given us, or the prosecutors have given us, a limited amount of information, and the investigation continues. In Spain, these cases are covered by judicial secrecy, which is also quite interesting, Claire, because none of these details should have emerged, but they have been published in Spanish media and obviously been picked up internationally. In fact, one of the local, one of the big Spanish newspapers, ABC, did question why so much information had been leaked. They're saying, well, hold on a minute, we're a democracy here, you know, it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And all this at the moment, there doesn't seem to be any sort of hard evidence or concrete evidence enough to charge him. And yet all this information has leaked out already. But as you say, going back to your original question, yeah, we wait and see now. We don't know the time frame. It could be later this year, it could be next year, as to whether he is eventually charged, Jonathan Andic, with the murder of his father, or whether the case is dropped.
Nick, good to get the detail. Thank you very much for bringing it to us. Nick Pisa there, senior reporter with the Daily Mail. Well, as you mentioned,
the Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.